I watched a fun movie last night. It's called The Great Yo-Kai War. This is Maxwell Haddad, and you're listening to Video Nasties. It's currently 9:36 a.m. on Monday, September 25th, 2023. I'm on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And I'm here to talk about this interesting Takashi Miike movie. It's sort of, I would describe it as a fucked up kids movie. The main character is a boy, a young boy, and it's sort of all from his perspective. He gets chosen as the Kirin rider at this festival. And he must go to this mountain and defeat this goblin. It sort of has that vibe, that flavor of like a kid's story. Almost a fairy tale, but not really. Just like a kid's kind of like adventure, quest, journey story. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very entertaining. It has all these creatures in it. It's really fun. And it's also weird and fucked up. The imagery is weird and fucked up. The creatures are weird and fucked up. There's one scene in particular where you see all of these different, I guess they're called yokai or yokai monsters. I'm not really sure. But you see them. And it's the scene where the henchwoman are, there's like the main kind of antagonist, this kind of evil lord guy. And then he has this henchwoman who's my favorite character. And at one point, they take one of the creatures, drop them into this goo, drop a motorcycle into the goo. The two merge and become this, like, force of evil to, I guess, fight against this kid. It sounds crazy when you talk about it, and it's crazy when you watch it. But it's all very, I thought it was all well done, and it kind of makes sense. It has this, has its own weird logic to it. The Great Yo-Kai War. And it's part of a collection of these yokai monster movies. They're not really monster movies, but they're yokai monsters. You can find this collection on Arrow Streaming. And those movies are from, I think, the late 60s, and I watched those, and I talked about those on the pod a while ago. But this is the newer iteration of it. This is from 2005, and I had started it at one point, but I did not get very far into it. So last night I did get pretty deep into it. I think I got about 40 minutes in. Yeah, it's fun. There's definitely some creepiness, some creepy imagery, but it's also just crazy. It really is hard to describe. You kind of just have to watch it and experience it for yourself. And I recommend that you all do that. It's The Great Yo-Kai War from 2005, directed by Takashi Miike. Available to stream on Arrow. It's a rainy day here on Cape Cod, and I'm standing out in the rain recording this, so I might make this quick. I've been getting into Repo, the genetic opera, which, hold on a second, I just want to take off my headphones, sorry. This is all being recorded live and brought to you by Video Nasties and Reptilian. So, or I should say brought to you by Video Nasties, which is brought to you by Reptilian. So I've been getting into Repo, the Genetic Opera, which is a movie from 2008 directed by Darren Lynn Bousman based on, I think it was a stage show originally, and I think all the music is from the stage show. It's told through music, through songs. It is an opera, but the performers are not opera singing, and there is some just straightforward, not straightforward, but there is some regular dialogue, people just talking, but there always seems to be music happening, and I think it's really interesting on a lot of levels, on many levels, I should say. Right now, I'm kind of getting into the aesthetics of it, so the costumes, the makeup, the lighting, just the sets, I mean, just the look of it. I think they shot in Toronto on sound stages. I think that's how it was made. I remember when it was being made, I was reading Darren Lynn Bousman's blog on MySpace. I almost said Facebook. On MySpace, back when MySpace was still a thing. And this movie came out. I don't know that it got much of a release. I don't think it did very well theatrically, if it did get a release. I mean, it got some kind of release, if I'm remembering correctly. But it was kind of deemed a failure. But I think it's kind of a cult movie now, and it has cult movie written all over it. I think it has legitimate cult movie status at this point. The cast is interesting. Paris Hilton, Paul Sorvino, Alexa Vega, and I think it's Anthony Michael Head plays her father. I like her story a lot. Last night I watched it on Tubi, and I only watched about the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But I like the story of her having this fatal blood disease and being sort of trapped in her bedroom by her doctor father. And I like just the overall story of it, the futuristic setting, the kind of Blade Runner element. I always love that. It's kind of cyberpunk. And I like the idea of this epidemic of organ failures, and just the whole backstory is interesting that you get in the first 5 minutes. I rented it on Apple TV and just started it. I'm restarting it after last night, and I'm going to watch the whole movie, and I'm going to report back to you about it. The last thing I want to say is another movie that I've rewatched and rewatched and still I don't think have ever finished. That is true of Reba the Genetic Opera. I think. I don't know if I ever finished that movie. And The Bling Ring is another movie that I haven't finished. Or at least I'm fairly certain. Yeah, no, I've never finished it. In fact, I've never even gotten in as far as I did last night. I got the kind of budding friendship between Mark and I don't know the female character's name. They rob this house. It's about a group of kind of, I don't know, I was going to say well-to-do. That doesn't really capture it, though. I think I would say upper-middle-class kids, high school kids in Los Angeles who decide to rob the houses of the rich. Based on a true story, based on a Vanity Fair article written by Nancy Jo Sales, and script written by Sofia Coppola and directed by Sofia Coppola. Shot by Harris Savides. I think I'm saying his name right. Savides. Who passed away, I believe, during the filming of this. It's dedicated to him. So there's another cinematographer on it as well. It's an American Zoetrope production, so I believe Sofia Coppola's father, the great Francis Ford Coppola, gets co-executive producing credit on it. Anyway, so yeah, it's about these kids who decide to rob houses, and it kind of starts with this girl who I don't know the character's name again, or the actress's name. These are kind of like unknown kids, this pair, which I like. It adds a kind of gravity and realness to it. I kind of like that. She kind of kicks the whole thing off. So she starts by robbing cars with this kid, and then they rob a house and steal the car. Well, borrow the car for the day from the house. She gets the keys from inside. That's where I stopped it. Emma Watson, obviously not an unknown, about as far as you can get from an unknown, is, which is interesting. It's interesting casting. She comes into it somehow. It's kind of bookended or dotted with these interviews with the kids involved in this crime. So it's clear that they got caught. You know that from the beginning. And it starts with a robbery of a house. That's the opening credits. And so, yeah, and then you see, you know, it cuts to 1 year earlier, and you see what led up to this crime and how it all played out. That's The Bling Ring. Thank you.
This has been a production of Reptilian.